we are talking about today and then we're talking about next time. I mean, back in the day, in the time of the Gemara, in the time of the Poskim, Rishonim, we did the Lamentes Malachos people example. When they did laundry, they go down to the river, to the lake, whatever, and they do laundry that way. They grind things, they, you know, with their hands, and they would, all the 39 Malachos, they would do them in many different ways than they do them now. Now, we have all types of machinery and all types of gadgets, which usually make it more efficient, make it easier to do, and there are going to be occasions we have to still figure out whether or not they involve malachos, and that most of it we'll be talking about next time, and together with being that often we do it in ways which are now going to be not as direct, sometimes psik resha, sometimes grammas, all types of other factors. Meir Hashem, we'll talk about that. Hopefully, not next week, next time, instead of maybe in 2 weeks. But what we are talking about today is there are going to be, as opposed to when, let's say, when instead of doing the laundry, as back in the day with the river, now you do it with a laundry machine. But there are certain type of things which wouldn't involve any other malacha other than turning on and off electricity. Lamashal, if I turn on a fan, I turn off a fan, I turn on an air conditioner, there's no, per se, we don't know that to be one of the 39 malachos. It doesn't say anywhere turning on a fan is a malacha. So what we're going to have to figure out is it, and that's going to be very, very relevant, we're not talking at any other malacha, just simply turning on and off electricity, what, if any, are the problems, is there a problem that could be involved in turning on and off electricity. Of course, it has huge ramifications constantly throughout our lives. And again, I just probably preface this again next week, but if we could say, okay, what's the big deal? It's whatever type of issue it is, just, okay, just avoid it, don't do it. And the answer is going to be that it's so pervasive, electricity is all over the place in so many different fashions. First of all, it's necessary. There are so many tzrachim, whether it be for medical issues, whether it be for security issues. So it's just important to know what level of isser and what's the geder ha-isser that we're talking about. Point number one. And point number two is there are going to be cases where it's just electricity is all over the place, even when we don't really want to be involved with it. We don't want it on Shabbos. We're just simply, by walking the streets, we're constantly turning on and off multiple things. Then we have to figure out what's involved in that as well. So, to begin, the early poskim, when they began to analyze what's involved in turning on and off the electricity, said that they thought there may have been havara involved. It included the malacha of havara, lighting a fire. Where does this come out? Relevant, ironically, their starting point was lagabe yontif. These post-game thought that you can't turn it on Shabbos, but maybe on yontif you'd be able to turn on and one of the old electric, the bulbs, the incandescent bulbs. Why? This is the first page that you have. There are kama achronim rotsu lahakel lahadik ner shel chashmal biyontif deitiru havara is already mutter on yontif. We know havara letzorech is mutter. However, we know that on yontif one cannot light a new candle mishum molad. You can't light a molad davar chodesh. You have to light a candle from a pre-existing one. So, what I'm quoting right now is from the Baal Ha'orech HaShulchan in a Beis Vad L'Chachamim, because the contemporary Halacha journal from Tuf Reish Samach Gimel, 120 some odd years ago. So he thought maybe you could turn on electricity and turn on these bulbs on Yontif, not on Shabbos. Why? Because you're not lighting a new fire. Because when you're lighting a match, you're striking a match, and you're creating fire out of wood, ein be'etzim kol etzim ha'esh. The wood doesn't have in it the power of fire. Elishi soda esh bo merubo v'stuvachayuvit hitzachachol nolad esh. But by rubbing it together with the carbon, then you start the fire. Avol bezeho elektri yesh koach esh mamish However, in electricity, it already involves, he argues, a fire. When you're putting the positive and negatives together, Yetze Eish Lapolo, and that actualizes the fire. Vehema Kigacheles, Ashayde Nefichas Hapeh, Yetze Ashaleves to Eino Nolad. And all I'm doing is basically increasing the fire. You already have a Gacheles, you have a coal, a burning ember, which is already, it's already burning. And all you're doing is increasing that fire. So you're not creating a fire anew, but rather you're building off, you're enlarging the fire that's already existing. So the Aruch HaShulchan thinks that was a possibility. But then he continues, Kenira lefi ani asdaiti, lefi havanasi, memeleches or elektri, ki eina mitsuya berube ha'arim shalanu, shanucha la'amod b'diyog al tozol stuff. He says, I'm not exactly positive how it's working. I don't exactly know because electricity is not so common in where we are. So I think two things have changed since then. And number one, I think electricity is a little bit more pervasive here in New York City in Tufshin Pei Dalet than it was in Novartek in Tufsh Reish Samach Gimel. Point number one, and point number two, the Havana that it's it involves Eish has also changed. Most poskim don't consider it to be Eish. If Rachmana Litzlan, there would be fire in the wires, it would be very, very, very scary and very, very dangerous. What they saw originally was when electricity would be turned on or the wires would be connected, they would see sparks, and that caused people poskim to think that. And I do know that a person I was close with told me that when one of the factors of Moshe's I was looking into when he was asked about using elevators on Shabbos, he was asking when is every time you're going to press, are there sparks? He was concerned about sparks. But per se, generally poskim do not view electricity to be, I'm sorry, the problem with turning on and off electricity to be havara. And again, the Aruch HaShulchan admits full well that the reason why he said it is because he really didn't have a full sense of what it was. It wasn't so common in Navardic of his time. So he admits that if things will develop differently, then he's not going to be right. And generally, I think poskim do not assume it to be to be considered havara. However, what became the more famous opinion of possibly why turning on and off electricity without any other malacha would be prohibited, the famous opinion of the Chazon Ish. This is the Chazon Ish in Archaim Simen Nun Zivkot and Tess. Od Yesh Bazeh, turning Hadlokas Chashmal, Mishum.
What page is that on?
It could be. I have a different pagination than for me. It's page 2. I'm not sure what.
Okay, the sources that I sent you, you have all these sources and all these texts. Nice.
It's Oz Beis. It's Oz Beis. I pretty much it's organized. I have Aleph by Havara and Beis by Binyan. For me, it's page 2. I don't know what. I printed this out years ago, and it could be either it's small. You have to be smaller or larger than I have. So, Od Yesh Bezeh Hadlokas Chashmal Mishum Tikun Mona Kivon Shemamido Al Tchunos Olizro Mezerah Machashmal B'Tmidos. It's a form of Tikun Mona, fixing a kli. Since one is causing the current of electricity to flow constantly, V'Karuv Hadavar Zeh Bonim In HaTorah Ke'oseh Kli. By doing so, one is making a kli. Point number one. V'kol shekein kan T'chol hachutim mechubarim lebayis, v'havalei kibone b'machubar. The yeshno mishon binyan mistira. Avohach ein avkusa dafilu bekelim ki agav nachashet bone. Remember, there is a, where is he coming from? There is a machlokas all over Shas, Mesachas Beyam, Mesachas Shabbos, in several different places, whether or not yesh or ein binyan bekelim. Yesh or ein binyan bekelim. It's machlokas in Mesachas Beyam, Shabbos, I think, beginning of Perakabona, elsewhere. So, fine. So in... However, two different points. There's one, according to this opinion, ain't binyan bekelim. However, there is binyan bekarka. So first of all, he argues, that generally, certainly, I mean, not well, certainly we have plenty of gadgets which are not connected to the karka, but when you're talking about turning on and off, even these lights, which are not the incandescent bulbs, but you turn on and off an LED light, which isn't, according to anybody, fire, but just simply turning on and off electricity. So there, it's being done in the wall. It's being done connected to the wall. When you turn on that switch, it's not the pshat, there's a monkey who's inside the wall is now moving, bringing electricity, but rather what you're doing is connecting something in the wall. You're connecting the wire, but you're flipping that switch, you're connecting two wires within the wall. So by doing so, it is binyan b'mechubar. Even if you'll tell me, yesh or ein binyan b'kelim, this is b'mechubar, point number one. Point number two is, we mentioned a second ago, there is a machlokas, whether or not yesh or ein binyan b'kelim, but the Gemara says, l'kulei alma, that you're chayiv if it's what's called tikkah. Classic example, when it's forcibly put together, then everyone agrees. Bein l'man damer yesh bin yimikeh, bein l'man en bin yimikeh, kuli yamad yachayev for tikkah. Machlokas Rashi Tosfos, whether or not the chiyuv there is when, I think this is what Tosfos says, that Tosfos says yachayev for tikkah because when you're osek kli gamor, it's one thing, and binyan means when you have like a menorah shel prakim, it's already meant to be taken apart and put together, so then you're pater for that. But if you osek kli metchila, like the kah, and by the way, the classic example is when somebody's glass is breaking, you screw it back on, even though it's not, the glass is not mechubar lekarka, then one would be chayev mishum tikkah. It's a classic example. So Chazon Ish thinks that, I'm sorry, before I step back, then in tikkah, one is chayev, she says Tosfos is your chayev because you osek kli, even though ain binyan bekelim, but there is binyan bekelim, osek kli gamar. That shita's Tosfos, shita's Rashi, is that in chanami, in achayev mishom binyan, however, it still is makeh bepatish. It still is makeh bepatish. For our purposes, at least in turning it on, it makes very little difference. Turning it on, either way, you're going to be chayev if it's going to be tikkah, because the two parts of this wire are going to be firmly connected, and even if I wouldn't be dealing b'karkas of the Chazon Ish, then it would still be a form of tikkah, which one would be chayiv even b'kelim. Even if I'm dealing with, again, many of our gadgets, which are not connected to the ground. That is those are the arguments of the Chazon Ish. Again, there's a machlokas whether or not between Rashi Tos, we just said, whether or not tikkah is chayiv mishum binyan gomer. It's like it's firmly connected. Like like the glasses case. The glasses until now were mamash shivrei kelim, and then by putting them firmly together, it's like I'm remaking the clay. So then I'd be chayev, according to Tosfos, Mishum Binyan. According to Rashi, it's makeh bepatish. Yeah, it shouldn't make a difference. In terms of turning it on, it shouldn't make a difference. The same, whatever. Just that's just a matter of which malach it is. But either way, it would be the same. Others countered in both directions. First of all, is this really taka? Is this really taka? Very often, like children, small children around the house, you know, they very often they'll turn on and off the. They'll turn on and off all the appliances. They won't know what's going on. So children usually can break glasses. They can't fix the glasses. It's something that almost anybody could do so easily. Is that really so firmly connected? It's a matter of so easily switch back and forth. It's a difficult. Poskim were arguing that it's a difficult sell to say that that's really taka, that would constitute. Point number one. And point number two, even b'machubar, seemingly, those switches, shouldn't it be doma, what the Gemara describes on Daf Kuf Chavav and Shabbos? This would create a new chumra, but obviously, here, this door is machubar. And no one has any question that on Shabbos, one is able to open that door and close that door, or that window, one could open the window and close the window, even though it's been mechubar. Why? Because it was mechubar beforehand, it stays mechubar afterwards, and it's meant to be open and closed. Ad kedei kach, even something which is taken off, but it's meant to be put back somewhat. It's the Gemara's speak about that being mutter. So many Poskim led by Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Shlomo Zalman was much younger than the Chazon Ish, and he what you see is the godless of Klal Yisrael, of Gdol Yisrael, and how they interacted with one another. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos that having Misavik by Far Raglaim, you're allowed to argue with Gdol Yisrael, especially if one is one of the Gdol Yisrael. Then one's allowed, but realize that you're a ba'afat raglayah, and realize you're allowed to deal with them, but do it with the tremendous, tremendous humility. So Shlomo Zalman, he was actually doing this. What motivated him, I think he had, his mother had hearing problems, so he was very, very much got into the sugya to try to figure out whether he could use hearing aids. That's what led him into this, and he wrote, I think when he was 25 years old, which is certainly a machayah for all of us. I guess I'm past that, but I don't know. So you could still do something by 25, right? I'm already age. He wrote a Ma'or Eish all about turning on about electricity and everything which comes off of it. And Derech Agav, I recommend, which is what I used a lot to get into these sugyos, is they put out a Ma'or Eish HaShalem, you know, the same machon that puts out all of Shlomo Zalman's Svarim. They put out all the Menachas Shlomo al Hashas and various halachic topics. So they put out Ma'or Eish HaShalem, which, first of all, they have excellent footnotes, and at the end they have a section discussing all the historically, basically all the gadgets and all the appliances which we're not familiar with. He was dealing with certain things, and as technology goes on and on, I'm sure in 20 years they're not going to know what the latest phone is. Our latest phone right now, they're not going to know about that in 20 years, and we don't know what they were talking about back then. So some of them, they try to figure out what he was talking about and figuring out what's mutter. So I recommend the Ma'or Eish HaShalem. So he there argues on Rav Shlomo Zalman. He very much questions him. He sends some letters back and forth. Very beautiful how you see how Gdol Yisrael interact with one another. So he says, what do you mean? It should be the equivalent of opening the door or turning on electricity. It should be the equivalent of turning on the faucet. So the same way that water, you're allowed to turn on the faucet and have water come through, so you should be able to turn on the electricity. All you're doing, the same way water comes through, now electricity comes through. That's the way Rav Shlomo Zalman argued. And the Chazon Ish countered. He has certain lines which give you different impressions of what he had in mind. He says that the inyan taloi b'shikol hadas tachimu and barzel eino mechadesh teva chadosh b'barvel. First, another dimyon that they made was, what do you mean? The same thing with electricity. It should be like heating up the wires. If I turned it, If I heated up the wire, I turned it into fire. So here I'm putting electricity through it. The Chazon Ish counters. Dechimun barzel eino mechadesh teva chadosh bebarzel shehachom shochin ba l'shav abarzel mas mid legarsho. The time will cause it will cause the heat to go out of the metal. Aval chibor chut chashmal me'orer es koach chashmali yamutba bechut asmo. It brings out the electricity from within. Why? Meaning, we argued before that what we said, any child can and does turn on or off the light constantly, and sometimes it could be annoying, but they do it constantly. So does that show you that it's not the car? No. The fact that electricity is going through makes it different than anything else. That gives it more of a chashivas that it otherwise would have had. He argues. Point number two. The tikkun hachot atma mimaves l'chayim have a bona. That, until now, I had a dead wire. Now I have, quote-unquote, a live wire. With the fact that electricity, too, that itself makes it bona. That was one of the lines he has here. Again, some of these lines sound more like a Maharal or a Rambam Nevuchim than a Posek, but this is the Chazon Ish speaking. And the answer is the Chazon Ish seemed to understand that because I was dealing with electricity, for some reason, therefore it's different than simply opening and closing is something that could otherwise be open and turned on and off easily, and it would be seemingly otherwise roughly. Number one, it's a weak connection. The fact that there's electricity going through it added a significance to it that it otherwise would not have had. Point number one. Point number two, the fact that I now gave it a life also gave it more significance than it otherwise would have had. And there could be differences between those formulations, but either way, I remember a number of years ago, there are people who think this, and I was happy that someone brought it out this way. One of the Talmidim here was sitting with me, and they said, oh, Rav Shlomo Zalman analyzed what it was, and he spoke to these professors, and he spoke to these, and he said, oh, the Chazon Ish, and he proved that the Chazon Ish was wrong. So, I always thought this myself. I think I heard this in the past, and I was very excited. Someone told me that their very chasher Rosh Hashiva also said the same thing. That unlike what we started with from the Bala Aruch HaShulchan, where just simply he claimed that he didn't know what it was. He didn't know what electricity was, and he wasn't sure about the Metzius. And over time, we've learned that it doesn't seem to be fire. It doesn't have aura. In terms of the Chazon Ish, Metzius never proved him wrong. Metzius, it's not like Shlomo Zalman spoke to professors and therefore they figured out what it was, and he spoke to scientists and they figured it's not this. No. This is a machlokas between Dolei HaPoskim. The Chazon Ish had a shikul hadas. He felt, he knew what it was, Metzius, but his halachic perception of this was that had more significance than otherwise would have had. He did not get it wrong. Whether or not halachically he's right, that's way above my pay scale. That's not for me to analyze. Gedolei HaPoskim argued about that point. Rav Shlomo Zalman argued with him. Many Poskim side with Rav Shlomo Zalman, and there are many who take this Chazon Ish much more seriously. The fact that I'm connecting electricity gave it more significance than it otherwise would have had. Whether it be the fact that now the fact that this current going through it creates a chibor which otherwise wouldn't have looked like a significant chibor, point number one, or it's more of a makeh bepatish in as much as I'm bringing this wire, I could probably say it a little differently, bringing this kli to life, because until now I had a fan which was completely unusable, which would useless. A fan with not connected to electricity is kamat dead. It has no life. It has no. There's nothing happening. Masha Inkain, once I infuse it with electricity, now it could do what that fan is doing.
Why is it different than the faucet?
Why? I think his answer to that is because, in his view, I'm not doing something to the kli, especially to this last formulation. In the faucet, basically, the faucet is a good faucet all along. I didn't say, now I created a faucet, but now I just have a faucet where water is coming through. That's his vision. It's subtle. It's totally b'shikol hadas, as he himself says. It's totally b'shikol hadas. Yes, he admits that. It's not, like, you could argue on the shikol hadas, but that's the, he felt it. Because I think the answer is going to be, again, the water could, if the water would stop at one point, it could continue flowing whatever's left. The electricity stopped, it's based on the fact that it created a chibur from beginning to end. It brought the whole wire to life. Mash ink in water is just simply, it's a place the water has to go through. That's the fact. That's his.
Wouldn't it be also a little bit that by a water faucet, when the water is not flowing, the faucet's still doing
it's exactly. It's just a place. The faucet is just a place for water to come through.
Like, that's it. Like a computer, but it's off. It wasn't built to be off. It was built to be on, and the off is just not doing it. Like, it's completely changing.
Yeah. That's more the second idea that in terms of mimavas l'chaim. I think he's asking more in terms of the terms of the chut itself or something. In terms, sorry. So it could be a couple of nafkamina. Is this simply based on the fact that it's based on the wire itself? Some very interesting discussions. Shlomo Zalman himself, in a tshuva, not in M.O.A.H., but in Simon Yud Aleph of Mincha Shlomo, has a discussion with Rav Greineman. Rav Greineman is the Chazanish, I believe his nephew, brother-in-law, I think both. I mean, it's his brother-in-law and his nephew, depending which direction, which generation we're talking about. Then, in whether or not would the Chazon Ish say the same thing if I was dealing with a blackout. In the situation of a blackout where there's no electricity going through those wires, would it still be the same problem if it simply was, I'm creating a chibur of the wires in this wall, so even when there'd be a blackout and at that time there's no electricity flowing through it, mikol makom, would it be a problem just simply the wires themselves? Or do I say, no, it only is significant because of the electricity which is going through it, and therefore I created that. By doing this, I created life. By doing so, I created energy. I created something which otherwise wasn't going to be there. And Rav Shlomo Zalman thought that after he understood what the Chazon Ish was saying, again, he was going to argue with it, but at least he could have heard it when there was electricity coming through, Mash Inkain, when there wasn't. I think he was quoted that Greineman even thought that even when it was closed, it's very mustaber that one could be machalik within this regard whether or not you're dealing b'mechobar or you're dealing with tika. If it's based on mechobar, one could argue that maybe it's mechobar either way. You could debate that based on what we said. Should it be the equivalent of opening the window or the door or whatever? But there's more reason to say that at least the mechubar, I'm connecting something which Masha Inkain the Talush, the Ein Binyan Bekelim. What makes it is the fact that it's tika. Maybe the standards for tika would be higher, and that would only be when the electricity would be coming through.
So the shaila is if you could flip a switch when there's a blackout.
Yes. Point number one is similar, but opposite type of nafkamina. Poskim speak about is practical. We don't use it as much, but I'm told that electricity depends whether or not it can be conducted. Whether or not something can be conducted depends on the temperature. So let's say the wire is already connected. I'm not connecting anything new, but I change. I believe that if you make something extremely, extremely cold, that makes it more conductive than it otherwise would have been. So, if the wires are already connected, but I'm changing the temperature in them in order, doing something of the like, where I'm not connecting any wires, but I am somehow causing electricity to flow through those wires, which otherwise would not have been able to happen. Would that itself be the problem? Is the problem simply the chibur of the wires, or is the problem the chibur of the electricity, part one, or by doing so, bringing life into the gadget, even though I'm not necessarily connecting anything? So, Derech Agav, this will have relevance, because most of us, most of our, let's say, our computers, very rarely go off. No, most of us don't turn off our computers or our phones. So what happens? Rather, it's on very, what's that? It's basically, I told this, it's called semiconductors, which are basically a bare amount of electricity is there, just enough. Technically, it's on, so that when you press the button or you do something, it will very quickly power on, as opposed to having to wait X amount of time in order for it to be usable. So when I make that usable, is that the same? The wires are basically already connected. But what I'm doing is when I'm pressing that any button on the screen or whatever. So that would that be a problem? Even though necessarily I'm not necessarily connecting anything. It's already connected. It's already on. Would that itself be a problem? Even though technically it's already on, but getting it to actually work would be a similar type of question. Anyway, within this discussion, before we move on to the next section. So there is a discussion about one practical nafkamina would be is how to view a kli while it's off, because these poskim, Chazanish, Udi Imei, anyone and his followers, think that it's not a kli when it's not mechubar, when electricity is not on. Therefore, they think a fan, when it's off, is muksa, not just stam muksa, it's muksa, machmas gufo, it's a kli, which it's a broken kli at that point. A fan, when it's off, would be muksa machmas gufo, it's unusable at that point. It's not the pshat, it's just a kli waiting for it to become usable.
Would a similar nafkamina be, like, let's say if you have a fan that's blowing, and you raised it to a higher level?
We'll get there. We'll get there, Mr. Shem. Hopefully we'll get there. That's not exactly the same, but it's we'll get there, Mitzvah. that's a hot issue. I mean, I don't know, hot. It was hot probably hot when I looked into this 15 years ago. I don't know.
Chazanish would say it's a kriyat shema. It's
mostly
machmas
gufo.
The other
tzad
would
say
it would be
kriyat shema. Yeah, maybe. That would be a very possible way of. Okay. So now I'm on to again, I don't know what page it's on. For me, it's page 6, Os Gimel, Makiv Epatis. That's where it starts. I don't know what page is that's for you. The Chazanish himself has a line like this, and I think Rav Asher Weiss, Shlita, made this famous, but we're going to show that the next idea is already founded in other poskim.
We have it on page 4, bottom half of page 4. Bottom 3rd.
Yeah. Okay, so Rav Asher Weiss Shlita writes this in his Tshuvas, that Kol ha'osa davar chashuv im ha'chashmal, that his gedder is, when one's doing something of significance, by using electricity, as opposed to the Chazanish, who thinks that the problem is closing the circuit, and that's a form of binyan just within the circuit themselves, that itself. And so what malacha is, quote-unquote, doing something significant with electricity. So he bases it off of a very interesting Yerushalmi in Perek Hagadol Halacha Beis, Perek Zayin, Masechta Shabbos. Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish Omdin Hayu Bahai Pirka Slashinin Uplog. They were learning Perekla Gadol for 3.5 years. Long time. Afkun Mine Arbaim Chaser Achas Todos Al Kolchada Vechada. They were able to come up with 39 toldos for each malacha. Man de Ashkechon Mismach Samchon. What they were, when they were able to find a parallel Av Malacha, they leaned it on that Av Malacha. Hadelo Ashkechon, this that they couldn't find a parallel Av Malacha, Mishkach Avudne Mishom Avdune Mishom Make Bipatish. That when, again, when they found him, when they found a tolda, if it was like a particular Av, they said, Lamashal, oh, that's too much like kosher. That's a tolda of kosher. Oh, that's too much like Borer. We'll put that on Borer. Man, something they couldn't pin down exactly what's that a tolda of, they said it's a tolda of Makeh Bipatish. And just to think where that's coming from, that's almost the exact opposite perspective of how we usually understand avos and toldos. We usually think that there are 39 malachos, there are avos, and, okay, so l'mashal, kosher is a malacha, borer is a malacha, and not only is this kosher, but even this, even though it's not exactly kosher as it was in the Mishkan, but this is similar to that, so memela, it is a tolda of kosher. Memela, this is a tolda, XYZ is a tolda of borer. This is a tolda of binions, the tolda, whatever, etc., etc. The way this Yerushalmi is presenting toldos, it sounds like this. It sounds like Chazal looked around at various maisim that people were doing, common practice, and they said, ooh, that, you can't do that on Shabbos. That doesn't fit in with Shabbos. Why? So, if they were able to find a reason, then they were mismach samchon on that particular Av. Ooh, that doesn't sit right. Why not? Because that, you know what? We'll put it under Borer. That's too similar to, we'll say mismach samchon. If we're able to find, again, the starting point is, they were looking around, and they said, you can't do that. And they said, man de mismach, if they're able to find something, then they put it under that part, a particular malacha. And derech agav, this could probably explain, this is not where we are right now, but it's worthwhile mentioning. Sometimes you have a tolda, which is very, very rachok from the original av, l'mashal. The Gemara says it's us to make cheese on Shabbos. I think it's us to make cheese on Shabbos. And why? It's a tolda of bona. I would have thought of a bona. I would not have thought that making cheese is binyan. I just picked that as an example. It would fit if the pshat is Chazal felt you can't do that. And Memela, they have to pick some malacha, which, what is it? It's not kosev. So what is it? So it's Borer. I'm sorry, it's Bona. Why is this important now? So now, man de lo mismach, something that Chazal felt would be usher, should be usher, but they just couldn't pinpoint, it's nowhere near Bona, it's nowhere near Borer, it's nowhere near Kosher, it's nowhere near Osesh Nebatinirin. So what is it? So man de lo mismach, Samchon a Makeh Bipatish. That is the catch-all for anything which Chazal felt shouldn't be done on Shabbos, yet this doesn't even go anywhere near one of the other 39 malachos. And there's an evidence, a little bit Asa Rambam, which says a line like this, that he says, Gemar Malacha, Maki Bepatish, Ako Achas, Bechol Ha'osek, Gemar Malacha, he told us Maki Bepatish, Dechol Maise Uman, and he continues, Alacha Yedayin, this is Perek Yud, Hamapis Morsa, popping a pimple, Havi Maki Bepatish, Mishum de Meleches Harofe. Mishum de Meleches Harofe, even though it sounds like otherwise it would not necessarily have been a Malacha, quote unquote, because it's Meleches Harofe. I remember years ago, and what's the upshot of it? Well, what's the pshat in this? The pshat in this is, it seems like, the Gemara has a category all over Shas, that Shaimi Shabbos de Meleches Machsheves Asrat Torah, and in many, many places, that creates a kula. In many places, with more mekel, let's say, maybe Shinoi is created by that, is based on that, maybe Grama may be based on that, maybe other slew of halachos may be based on the fact, maybe based on Kalkel, maybe learned out from the fact that Shabbos needs Melechas Machsheves Asrutam. But sometimes it may create a chumrah. What's the idea? That Melechas Machsheves Asrutam means the Torah. There are 39 malachos which are forbidden. Why? Because they constitute, they're the it's not moving things from one side of the room. We know is mutter, is not an issur d'oraisa on Shabbos, even though as heavy as they may be. But what's usher is doing a creative act. Malachos machsheves usher Torah. What's usher is creating something on Shabbos. Now, let's say, Lu Yitzuyer, you'd be able to create something on Shabbos, but it wouldn't fit under one of the other, and it just doesn't fit into any of the 39 malachos. It's not kosher, it's not matir, it's not, etc. So what is it? So, Chazal may have felt that an act of Meleches Machsheves could be usher as Meleches Machsheves, even though it wouldn't fit under any of the malachos, and such a thing explains this Yerushalmi possibly that would be called Makib Epatish. I remember years ago, it was my first year in Rosh like Shir, this goes back a couple of years, so I remember they were learning Maseches Beya, so there's a Rashi in Maseches in Beya, Chav Zayim and Beis, which says that when one is Machil Truma to a Kelev, on Yontif, Zok the Gemara is Achshevei Rachmana Lahachalasa. Achshevei Rachmana Glimalacha. The Torah viewed it and made it choshev because burning truma is a problem. It can't be done in Shabbos or Yontif. So the Gemara says Achshevei Rachmana Lahavarase. Again, feeding a dog is not, as far as I know, is not Aster Daraisa on Shabbos or Yontif. So Elamai, in a certain context, we have a context called Ach Shevei Rachmana Lavarase. So one of the suggestions or everyone's like made at the time, if I remember correctly, was one of that, either a variation of the Kamat, the same thing for our purposes right now, that it's either a general concept of Losasa called Malacha, even though it's not a particular Malacha, or exactly the way we're saying right now, it fits under the category of Makib Epatish. Makib Epatish is the catch-all for anything which you can't pinpoint any other Malacha, and therefore it could fit into the category of Meleches Machsheves, although it doesn't fit into any other Malacha. Whether or not we pass me like this Yerushalmi, again, it's above my pay grade, that I don't know whether, but this Yerushalmi is out there, and it's a source which the Rashi Weiss described it, and other Achronim followed, and I'm going to show in a second that maybe other Achronim preceded him in saying this. Derech Agav, before I get to those other Achronim, just Rashi Weiss continues in explaining that the skiras ma'agal chashmali al kol tziroseh ofaneho, closing a circuit Bivadai lo safeg yesh b'hamsa atzuma she'in kamosa tikkun v'chashivos lahaniya yisodos tevel, that with it one is able to manipulate aspects of the creation. Yesh b'ch shash makim b'patish bein b'mafil kelim tasiyasim atzumim bein skiras electronim zeirim, no matter how big or small, bein v'chem menoras LED, or turning on an LED light, which otherwise wouldn't constitute fire. So Rav Asher Weiss Shlita thought that possibly turning on and off electricity is this concept of Makiv Epatish, even though it doesn't necessarily fit under any other malacha, because with it I am manipulating Yisodos Teva through Bedavka. That's the point of technology. The word technology and Malachas Machshavos are kamat two sides of the same coin. That's exactly what it means. And Derech Agav, because the Sod Hadvarim is Malachas Machshavos, this is going to be important. It creates not only a chumra, it may create a kula. That very commonly, much of what we encounter with electricity right now are things which are kim'at irrelevant to us. Kim'at irrelevant. The example he gives, someone, let's say somebody who's walking around with a, he has a heter to walk around with a cell phone or something. Let's say he's not solar, let's say he's a, what do they call it? Nabuchi has Alzheimer's. For autistic children, whether they connect it to something which monitors GPS devices, where they monitor where he's going. So whenever a person goes on the screen, let's say whenever a person goes on, a person moves with a cell phone, sometimes his phone, I have no idea why these things happen. You open a cell phone, sometimes you'll have, you know, two bars there, sometimes you'll have three bars there, sometimes this will be, as you move, you go from one place to another, it will, different things will be going on the screen, or different things will be going, and various electronic things will be happening when you move, and probably you don't even know what they mean, certainly you don't care about them. So, and again, as we encounter in our day-to-day life, infinite amounts of these things, where various things are happening electronically, which have... Yet we know that if I make these moves, it will be a psik resha that will cause XYZ to happen. When I move, the bars on how many of reception on my phone will change. So does that matter? Do I have to say, okay, it's a psik resha, and then you have to start clearing psik resha of drabanon, psik resha lo nechalein, make cheshbonos like that, which Mir Tashem will talk a lot more about Mir Tashem next week. Or do I say the whole Yisod HaIsser here, the Isser is hard to find what it is in the first place. The Isser is what? To the degree that it is Malachas Machshavos. In many of these situations, there's absolutely no Malachas Machshavos here. And therefore, since it's what's happening is kim'at irrelevant, therefore there's no Shei Malacha v'chlau. So ironically, the Chumra turns into a Kula, that because there is no... it's only significant when I'm trying to do it. In certain cases, when there's nothing that I could care less about to do in the first place, there's no malacha to begin with. Mr. Shem will talk about that more next week or next time. And Derech Agav, there are those who claimed that Rav Moshe Zatzal actually understood electricity in the following fashion. He was asked about the possibility of using a microphone on Shabbos or Yontif. And he has four different possibilities why it should be prohibited. Two of them are midrabanan, which I'll mention quickly, I don't want to talk about them so much. One of them is, we're afraid you'll be misakein, you're afraid, very often you see, come on, any time they open a microphone downstairs, they turn on a microphone, everybody has to adjust it 15 times. It just usually doesn't work. You just put chazi. You see that doesn't usually work, and you have to adjust it, and that would be a problem of tikkun mana. So it's a gzeira atu tikkun mana. And it's a problem, is it a problem of of afsha milsa of some sort, of doing loud type of things, which are against the Shabbos. Okay, there's a Gemara on Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Fine. But he has two possible d'oraisa dika reasons why one would not be able to use a microphone. Why? Kivan. This is Tshuva, Chelek Dalet, Simen Pei Dalet. Kivan de kol hanishma eino kol ha'adam atmo. When he speaks, he makes an imprint of his echoes. Umashe nishma hu kol havara. You hear a type of echo. Bezuch shash isidaraisa. Bemashe bediburo nase roshem beezem makom bemicrophone. And that is a quote unquote shash isidaraisa. That his word, his speech, makes an impact somewhere in the microphone to cause it to be heard. Second, shelefi midas hakol nigdal koach hotzoas ha'elektri, by speaking into the microphone, You're causing an increase in the power of the electricity. Nimsa shebediburo, nimsa magdil magdines electricity. Vishtam just the koach electri yechshash iser deraisa af below havara v'yesh la'ayin bazet tuval l'maisa. Again, I guarantee this is not osa shtebatein yirin. What malacha is he talking about? What Moshe thinks, this is a chash isidaraisa. Are you convinced of this? Of course not. You're not convinced of this. But again, derech agam, neither was the Chazon Ish convinced of this, neither was the Rosh Weiss convinced of this. But they all had a sense. I think Rosh Weiss, in later tshuvas, and later, he said that there was almost like a Ruach HaKodesh, that, again, there's a reason why that poskim, modern poskim, have a hard time dealing with electricity, because there's, for whatever reason, there's no Gemara which speaks about electricity. There's no Tshuva or Rashba. There's no even Tshuva or Akiva Eger. So poskim have to deal with what's in front of them. Yet, the feeling of poskim is that it should be usher. It should be usher with the rice, so just you can't sort of pinpoint what it is. The Ke'ilu, their feeling is, had Chazal been here, they're not. Had Chazal been here, they would have asked him midaraisa. They're not. They're not here to do that. But the feeling is it just fits with categories which otherwise would have been aser. So again, Rav Moshe is not convinced of this 100%, but he's choshesh that there could be a malacha involved, either in increasing the electricity and or causing an imprint in the microphone. And derech agav, these are applications which have almost nothing, or are not directly relevant to the Chazon Ish. These are much more light, we would think, applications than the Chazon Ish, where you're not literally opening and closing a circuit. You're not flicking a switch. No wires are being connected. All you're doing is you're basically using. You would think it's really just simply using the microphone, which is already on. But even there, he's concerned of these type of ideas of using the electricity, gufa, may be, again, he said the Feirish, efshir, maybe, chashash, of makeh bepatish. Either because, and these gufa are different formulations which may be important. Number one, either the usage of it causing the imprint with the voice, that's ke'ilu the malacha is what I'm doing with it, or gufa causing more electricity, more or less electricity, which is again something somebody asked about a couple of minutes ago, which we'll get back to soon. That itself may be a problem, even besides the what I'm trying to accomplish with it, simply the fact that I'm causing an increase or decrease of electricity, that itself may be a problem. So that's again, that the Sefer Shlitz Yitzchak, one of the Talmidim Muvakim of Rav Al Yashiv, he has many svarim, many halachic topics, and many of them included them on Shabbos, and some of them are, I think, at least two halakim on technology in Shabbos. The Chelik Vav, he explains Rav Moshe, the BLP Yerushalmi Anel, the Chol Dolo Ashkelon, Mismach Amachia, Bepatish. He's choshesh on that it could be a form of Makeh Bepatish. Derech Agav, meaning Rav Shlomo Zalman, he already entertained that possibility. He thought, he didn't think there was a tzad to say such a thing, but he himself didn't think that was the case. So he argued on such an idea. So that this is shonly by amongst Gedole Haposkim. Yeah, this is kedai for me, like putting it this way also. That's important. Usher Weiss was asked, where do I have this? Yeah. Was asked about the following. This is going to be important. He was asked that, also a very common scenario, where the hotel doors. So someone argued, wants to argue with him, that the psichas delas chashmal kegon bima. I went backwards. I went backwards. For me, it's page 3, and for me, it's footnote 12. And you, I may have either added or subtracted footnotes. I don't know which version. It starts by Ayin Mishut Minchas Asher.
Source number 11.
V'ayin b'shut minchas
osher.
The echad rotsa lehakel b'psichas delas chashmal kigon b'malon. There are those who thought that it should be permissible to open a hotel door. Usfaroso al pi hachazanish. The ho'ister davka asiyas kli. Because he thinks he understood the chazanish that the problem is. With it, you're making a door. And he says, what do you mean? V'kan mimonashach ha-deles kvar ha-ve-deles. The door is the door is the door is the door. It's already a door, so what are you going to tell me? So, Rav Asher, he doesn't think what he said makes any sense. So first of all, minchas asher doch edvar bebez yadayim. De'ein onu donim al ha-deles o ha-minol. We're not checking whether it's a door or it's a door. Rather, el al etzem skiras magal chashmali v'chidosh v'imas ha-chashmal. That we're not worried, and we had different formulations of this when we were talking about the Chazon Ish, that even if you'll tell me it was a door, but still you're causing electricity to flow through it. So that we debated. Is the problem creating the kli, or is the problem causing the electricity to flow through it? Or I could probably argue that causing the lock to work is another question. You can analyze that in its own way. Then Rav Asher, I thought and then he continues and says, "Milvad the after machmirin kachazanish the osem mishum bona iyesher lahakel al pisper vasel klal." That he commands says it this way, or this is I think an accurate way of saying it. You know, when you take a multiple choice test. A multiple choice test has one right answer. A multiple choice test, you know, if you want to be smart, you fill out all the, you know, it's A, B, C, or D, you fill them all out, so I hope you'll get the right answer. So, a multiple choice, by definition, either A is right, B is right, C is right, D is right. So, when we're giving this year, when we're talking about this topic, it's not like, again, you have a Gemara, X mishum mai mechayed. As Gemara says, I'm sorry, good example. Gemara says zomer mishum mai mechayed. Why is this chayev? And the Gemara answers, maybe it's chayev mishum this, maybe it's chayev mishum that. So you have a Gemara; it's either this or that. in this topic, again, there's no Gemara, there's no Rashba, there's no anything, which says, electricity, mishamay, mechayim. And then the answer is either A, B, or C, or D, and it's one or the other. In this situation, it could be A, it could be B, it could be C, it could be D, it could be A and B, it could be C, it could be, most of these could be right, and their emes is, it could be none of them could be right. There may, none of them could be a perfect fit, and we're experimenting to figure out which could be the right models of this, and being that we could be choshesh from multiple things here. Just the Chazon Ish had one idea. He himself said choshashani. He never said it definitively. Because of that, he was choshesh for it. He talked a paskin that way because he thought you had to be worried that way. Worried for it. He wasn't convinced. He thought that was very mistaber, but he wasn't. So even if you'll tell me, Zakhtar Minchas Asher, that even if the Chazon Ish, okay, well, Choshesh for his opinion, but let's say Lu Yitzuyer, you'd have a situation where it wouldn't fit in with the Chazon Ish, but there's still other problems. There's still other issues which we'd have to be concerned about. As we were just talking about it, is it Makim Bepatish? Is it okay, Havara, it's not going to be. Let's now move on right now to some of the next sections. So what we talked about right now, until now, were some of the reasons where it would be Oster on the Deraista level. Everything we were talking right now would be, again, it's important to know, number one, what the level of Isser is, whether we're talking about an Isser Deraista or an Isser Derabanan or in theory nothing. I mean, again, it's no Gemara that says electricity is Oster, so in theory, Poskim, as far as I know, no one says that it's not Oster, but in theory, it doesn't say so explicitly in Chazal, that's for sure. So are we talking about an Isser Deraisa or an Isser Derabanan? Everything we've been talking about until now were Poskim, were saying turning on and off electricity involved in Isser Deraisa. What we're going to move to now are some of the possibilities. I'm sorry. And also important to know what the Geder Isser would be, whether it be at the Daraisa level, now we're going to move to the Rabbanan as well, because with the understanding, the Geder Isser, even if whatever level it's on, will matter in terms of things a little bit we'll talk about today and more next week, next time, Meretz Hashem, when we speak about applications, whether or not, if it's Makir Patish as opposed to Bona, as opposed to, is the problem in the utensil? Is the problem in the utensil, or is the problem in the circuit itself? So now back to where we were. Now we're up to Os Dalet. For me, it's page 8. For you, probably page 7, 6. I don't know. 6. Okay. So, the very famous opinion of the Shut Beis Yitzchak, not the Beis Yitzchak, the YU Torah Journal, which comes out every year or so, rather the Tshuva's Beis Yitzchak, is also one of the early poskim who dealt with electricity, Rav Yitzchak Shmelkes, who writes that the reason why turning on and off electricity is problematic is an issur derabanan of molid davar chadash. Gemara in Masechet Peyos describes it's usher le'ashen al gabe cheres to kamolid recha, that it's forbidden to put smoke basically into a kli to make it smell better. Kamolid reyach becheres. So off that Gemara, the Beis Yitzchak thought that it would be forbidden to turn on and off. Turn on electricity, because by doing so, one is being molded. We'll define a little bit better in a minute. So there are those. Oh, so that's what he said, and that became the standard, I think if I remember correctly, or Shlomo Zalman concluded, he accepted that in the end. He debated it a little bit, but he said the Minhag Yisrael, the practice of Yisrael, is to Aser, and he Asered off of that tshuva, that Issur D'Rabbanan, because one's being molid davar chadash. So, Poskim argued for one of two different ways. Opposite ways, ironically. One of them is this really molid davar chadash? Why? Because, in theory, when molid davar chadash, it may only be problematic when I'm literally creating something anew. When, lamashal, if I were to rub, if I were to rub a certain plants together in order to bring out the reyach, right? Right now, in order that it starts smelling. So there, until now, I couldn't smell it. It wasn't, the reyach wasn't there. And by my rubbing it together, one could argue that you're being molded the reyach. Or the other Gemara, which we started with, that the Aruch HaShulchan spoke about, Baal Aruch HaShulchan spoke about, where I'm striking a match, there I'm being molded davar chadash. Until now, there was no fire. Now I'm creating a fire. Masha Ein Kein, when you flip that switch, you're not generating electricity. The electricity, arguably, is already at the plant. And all you're doing is conducting that electricity and bringing it from there to here. So in theory, if someone spoke about before, we don't say, it's not molad davar chadash when I turn on the faucet. I'm not molded water at that point. I'm just simply bringing the water from the reservoir, from wherever it is, to my sink. So too here, all I'm doing is bringing the electricity, which already exists, from there to here. So it could be different than, that's what, again, these were the, also, some of these Beis Vav LaChacham, the RJJ journals of the 19 of Tufshin of Tuf Reish Chaf Gimel, or whatever, contemporary halacha journals of 120 years ago. So they were countering back that way. That was one counter. The other counter is the exact inverse, that Bishlama Molir Recha. The Gemara in Maseches Pesachim Chavav discusses that we have a concept called kol mare v'reyach ein bohem mi'ila. That if somebody smells something of hektish, or they look at something of hektish, or they smell something of hektish, in all of those scenarios, they hear something of hektish, the music of hektish, or the like, then there's no me'ila from it. And the answer is, because all of those three, kol, ma'ar, v'reach, are all intangible. Kol, ma'ar, v'reach, they're all intangible, and therefore they're all, it's not the same thing if I eat a piece of the carbon, or I sit on their bench, or I do various, then I'm using something of an actual chafza. Kol, ma'ar, v'reach, all are intangible. Okay, however, and yet we see that being molid recha is still a problem. So do I say, from the same way that molid recha is a problem, so do I say that molid any intangible is also a problem? Do I say, there's a Gemara, Mesechus Erevin, which is a machlokas, is am I allowed to, let's say, ring a doorbell? So ring a doorbell, the big discussion on Shabbos, we don't do it, and we largely don't do it, not because of molid, it is machlokas in the Gemara, whether or not the problem is exactly what we're describing, a molid kol, or no, it's like a type of cliche or something like that. It's a different, either way we don't do it, it's an option milsa or something like that, but is the problem of simply being molid kol? The Gemara, I believe, Erevin Kufbeit, if I remember correctly. Erevin. So, We don't say, we paskin, it's usher to be molid reyach on Shabbos or Yontif. Yet the Gemara has a discussion about molid kol, which is not necessarily going to be usher. So not necessarily all intangibles are created equal. And furthermore, that's in terms of kol, but in terms of molid mare, molid something to look at, and this is, they speak about this in blackouts, that they used to have this may be macropathish for other reasons, but I think there's some type of, plastic, something, you bang it and it creates light. As the post can speak about, can I do that on a Shabbos or Yontif in a blackout in order to create that light? So besides, I'm not talking about macropathish right now, that's not my, but in terms of, is there a problem per se in being molid light? Molid light, simply per se, out that. Lomatzino. So again, as much as we say molid davar chadash, kol ma'ariv v'reach are all intangibles, not all intangibles are created equal. Why am I bringing that up? Because, okay, so how do we, electricity is intangible as well. Electricity is intangible too. So one could argue the case that am I really, when I am infusing something with electricity, is that the same thing as being molded reyach? Reyach, you guys learned it here a day, their pain is recha milsa. Recha may be milsa. They don't say maria. Do I say maria is milsa? Do I say shmiya is milsa? And if I'm eating tarfus and has the sound, and I get it sounds like I'm eating tarfus. Is that a problem? I don't see no dumber because that. So do I say it's a problem of electricity? So to answer both of these questions, in other words, question number one is it a fair application to say, to apply molad davar chadash to electricity? Either from the standpoint is, what do you mean? All I'm doing is bringing the electricity from the plant to my fan. I'm just bringing it to, from place to place. I'm not creating something new, point number one. And point number two, the exact opposite. If the whole thing is such an intangible, it may not be worthy of being molded at all. Exact opposite time notes, but they both may be true. So the answer, what he's probably coming from, is that there are two Gemaras in Mesechus Be'ah which describe molid davar chadash. One of them is the Gemara we started with of lighting, striking a match, creating a fire. That's one type. But this is the one that he particularly chose was le'ashen al gabe cheres, to smoke and cause a reyach into a beged. Why? Because the way he's viewing it is that the problem is not the electricity per se, but rather the problem is that I'm infusing that gadget, that appliance, with the electricity, the same way that I'm infusing the garment with, or that klicheres, with that reyach. And for the same, so the point here is not that I am creating reyach yesh me'ayin, or yesh me, whatever it is. That rather, the problem is that I'm infusing this, that gemara, I'm infusing the kli with the reyach, so too here, I'm infusing this appliance with the electricity. And for the same reason, mitzad echad, we asked, it's not the problem that I'm creating those, it already exists over there, point number one, but I am confusing the kli with it, point number one. And you'll tell me, is the electricity intangible? Mitzad echad, it's much more intangible than reyach, but me'idach, with that electricity, now with it, you're able to be manipulate kol yostos tevel, as Moshe Weiss said. Now I'm infusing that kli. It's much more tangible than any of these things. Until now, just use the muscle of a fan, it's easy. Until now, that fan was dead. It wasn't doing anything. Now, because I was molded that electricity in the fan, now it's cooling me off. So in that sense, it's molid more than the other cases, because not the problem is not just that I'm bringing it from here to there, nor is the problem that it's so intangible. Other app, it's more tangible. Now I have a working kli because of it. I created a new, with that, I'm being molded davar chadash, not so much the reha, but the working kli with that electricity. Next. Finally, again, I think many of the poskim here in yeshiva, I believe Ashafter Shlita, considers turning on electricity to be a problem of Makeh B'Patish mid the Rabbanon. He works off a Gemara in Ksuvis Daf Samach. Sinor She'olu Ba Kashkashin Yochel Amachel B'Raglo B'Tsinor She'olu Ba Kashkashin Yochel Amachel That he basically views it as, let's say, very common, as they have a clogged pipe. Plumbing. So, generally, one's allowed to unclog it often because until now it's not basically not functioning. It's makeh b'patish. It still is a pipe. It's still, we don't say it's not, but it's not functioning properly. So therefore, it's a some type of makeh b'patish midrabanan to get it to work as it's supposed to. So too, those pipes which are clogged, it's not working properly. Getting it to function as you want it to is a second mana midrabanan. So too. In terms of an electrical appliance, when it's off, it's don't say it's not a kli, it's not, it still is, but it's not working as it should. So you're being by flicking the switch in the right way, you're basically unclogging, probably there it's the opposite, unclogging, but you're basically getting it to function as it should. We don't say until now it wasn't a kli, it's basically just fixing something which already is there. Is an Isser, I think he considers it to be an Isser midrabanan. So just again, the quick review before I give a couple of nafka mino, this we'll finish with, that again, we started with the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan that it was a problem of mavir, and that generally we don't consider it to be unless you're dealing with literally with fire. They speak about the incandescent bulb, the old incandescent bulbs that may itself be fire, but not the electricity shibbo. We then talked about the opinion of the Chazon Ish, where some form of binyan, either literally because of the wires, and that could be bein b'mechubar and bein b'taltalin, and b'mechubar would be more of a problem because it's binyan b'karka. One could argue, and others debated that, or as I say, even b'taltalin and a kli, it's still a form of taka, and Shlomo Zalman debated that. We then went to the opinion of Rav Ashi Weishlita that the problem is simply makeh b'patish. I'm doing something of chashivas with electricity. We then moved to possibility of molid, and then finally the opinion of Rav Shechter Shlita that it's the problem makeh b'patish drabanan by fixing the kli, not so much infusing it with electricity, but rather fixing, getting it to work properly. Now, a couple of interesting nafka mina are talked about the following. Brought up before, let's say the kli is on already, and you want to increase the, it's already on level 1, you want to increase it to level 2. So a post can speak of what's called shinoi zerem. Shinoi zerem, changing the current. Again, Rav Moshe, it seemed like he was worried about that also. So, ironically, the more you're thinking, again, only like the Chazon Ish, seemingly, ironically, it would cause a kula, because if the problem is connecting the wires and bringing something mimaves l'chayim, seemingly, number one, it's already on and the wires are already connected. So seemingly, it's already working, and it's again, if that would be in the if that would be the only thing within that multiple choice, which would be the reason why it's us. In theory, it would be much. Let's think about the following. I remember this is an idea of Tzomet had the following possibility. This is interesting to think about. That, let's say you have a wheelchair of some sort, an electronic wheelchair, which, if it would be left on for the entire Shabbos, the battery would run out. So what they wanted to do, and it could be they do it, is... let's say to leave it on, like, exact, come out like our cell phones, like at computers, to leave it on, just technically that it's on, but only when the person would either sit down or when they would need it. Again, if they needed to go to shul at 9 o'clock in the morning. So until then, it was on at the beer. Just simply to say it's on. So technically, you're not, all the wires are connected, but it didn't have any power. No power was being used up. Or lamashal, a radio. If someone wants a radio on in an emergency, and the battery would wear out, and it could have a billion applications, the same thing. So do I say it's a problem? So if it's shinoi zerim per se, and it's hard to say it's not a kli, but let's think about it, even in the Chazon Ish's term. If his yisod again is only the wire, or getting the, or even these other poskim, if the problem is getting the kli to work, then functionally, even though technically the kli was on the entire time, but if technically it's on, yet it completely not functional until I do something else. So in essence, I am making it functional when I am doing that something else on Shabbos. If the problem only was in the wire, then I hear. It's already connected. But if the problem is getting it to work, until now it wasn't working. Yes, technically it's on, but... Okay, if I'm simply bringing it up a level, bringing it up a notch, then there's already what to talk about, and that probably depends. How much do I say it's a different type of equality of kli because of that? Until now I was able to do X, and now it's able to do X plus one. We'll talk more about that the next time. But when do I say that increment gives it a different shame kli, and that would be a tikkun maner, a tikkun kli? When is that thing significant within itself? But in terms of shinoi zerem, depending a lot of these nafkamina, whether again this is the rice of darabanan, but it's not the geder itself, would be very relevant. Point number one. Point number two. Another interesting nafkamina to think about would be, how about turning off electricity? Some of these cases would be relevant to turning it on. If the iser is bona has an inverse. There's bona and there's soster. Soster, so in theory, there's a parallel malacha to soster. If the issue was makib apadish and makib apadish in the regular sense, so I don't know if there's a parallel to the inverse of makib. There's no inverse of being on makib apadish per se. If the issue stam is doing something chashiv with electricity, probably now turning off most of our appliances need, even turning off the appliance needs some type of electricity. You press the button and that triggers a switch to cause it to go off. That probably, gufa, that itself may be more problematic. But turning off may be a cheshven within this as well. And this third thing to think about as well, this is very, 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 very important. Again, we'll Mirtz Hashem speak about more about this in 2 weeks. Mirtz Hashem, that the third nafkamina would be, if you believe that there is an objective iser to turning on and off electricity, then, again, if it's literally bona, in the most literal sense, then it should be problematic, even if your enum is kavein, and you have to play on the regular rules of psikresha, independent psikresha, the nechalei and the lo nechalei, and whatever the rules are about that. But the more you believe that the iser per se is only chashiv to the degree that I'm infusing it with something new, I'm infusing it with, and it's only to the degree of my melechas machsheves, then a very important nafkamina would be whenever I'm enam iskavein for melech. For example, we often give, there's a category of, I should have mentioned this at some other point, that there's a Gemara, Sukkot, believe it or not, the last that happened since then, but Sukkot was just 2 weeks ago. Gemara says that if a person, it's also to take off berries off a Hoshana, on Sukkot. So Gemara says a person was doing it. So Gemara says v'ikal shana achrit. If he had another one, so some poskim bring that as a raya that psikreish delo nechle is not. I need it if I'm hungry. I want that berry. I'm only taking it off if they want to eat it. So then I could take it off, even though the maisa now that hoshana is becoming kosher. So there are those who want to learn. That's a raya to the aura of the psikreish delo nechle. And there's a Ramban and there are other Magen Mishnah quotes, others that say no. Tikkun mana. Let's say again right now, if I take a berry off a hoshana, am I going to say that's tikkun mana? If I'm fixing a hoshana in the middle of cheshvan, there's no chashivas. It's not tikkun mana at all. It's only in it to the degree that I'm trying to fix it. That's what makes it a malacha. Tikkun mana may only be to the degree that I'm trying to do it. So there are categories sometimes. If it's tikkun mana, may only be to the degree that I am trying to do it. So the third nafkamino could be to what degree, when it, will this still be forbidden, even though I don't have intention to do it. We spoke about certain possibilities, what the prohibition could be in turning on and off electricity, and therefore different nafkamino which flow from that.